You Go Girl, Winning the Woman's Way, by Kim Doran and Charlie Jones. Copyright 2000 by Kim Doran and Charlie Jones. This full-length reading was published by arrangement with Kim Doran and Charlie Jones and was produced in 2000 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. This book has 339 pages and is read by Matilda Novak. Should you have any questions about this recording, please call the customer service number shown on the package for information or assistance. Dedication. To the most important people in my life, my mom, my dad, and my sisters. Mom, you showed me what true compassion is all about. Dad, you taught me to strive for excellence and compete with integrity. Kathy, Julia, and Jennifer, you inspired me with your faith, your courage, and your creativity. Thank you for enriching my life. I love you. Kim. The government, Social Security, IRS, Texas Highway Department, calls her Mary Virginia Calhoun. Her multitude of friends call her Virginia. I call her Sissy. She's my sister, and she's the most wonderful, caring woman I have ever known. Sissy, you're the greatest. This is for you. Charlie. Forward. As the world is now turning, the future of sports in this country is squarely in the hands of the young female athletes. That is why You Go Girl is such an important milestone. This gathering of some of the top women athletes in the world, sharing lessons they have learned from their personal experiences, is in fact a complete blueprint for success. Success in sports and in life. Kim and Charlie are the perfect pair to pull all this together. They get the conversation going, and then they get out of the way. Christine Lilly. Introduction. Sport is often said to be a metaphor for life. Through competition, we experience passion and pain, opportunities and obstacles, victory and defeat. The playing field provides an arena for self-discovery and personal growth. The lessons learned from sport are equally applicable to social relationships, school and business environments, marriage, and parenthood. For years, women's participation in sports was relatively limited. However, the enactment of Title IX in 1972 helped shift cultural paradigms. Title IX is legislation that prohibits gender discrimination in federally funded schools and other institutions. Now, more girls and women than ever before are taking part in organized programs. It used to be, "She's pretty good for a girl." But now it's, "You Go Girl." You Go Girl was written as a catalyst to further motivate those who are already involved in sports, to inspire others to participate, and to share the knowledge and skills that sports generate. Athletics may be the most powerful resource parents can tap in order to raise strong, healthy, confident young women. However, the message of You Go Girl goes beyond sports. The lessons in living shared here are applicable to all women, from the young to the more experienced. Because even if they are not involved in playing sports, everyone plays the game of life. The women you will meet in You Go Girl are remarkable individuals. From those who have paved the way for this generation to others who are breaking new ground for future generations. They are powerful role models whose experiences provide encouragement and inspiration for all of us. We are grateful for the time and wisdom they have shared. From them, you'll gain a greater understanding, not just about sports, but about life. Chapter 1. Find Your Passion. Each of us has a fire in our hearts for something. It's our goal in life to find it and to keep it lit. Mary Lou Retton, gymnastics star of the 1984 Los Angeles Olympics. Julie Foudy. Julie made her first appearance with the U.S. national women's soccer team in 1988 at age 16. Since then, she has become the team's de facto spokesperson. In addition, Julie is co-captain and designated comedian of the 1999 Women's World Cup champions. She is president of the Women's Sports Foundation and will take office in 2001. Julie notes that the U.S. team feels pressure, but not from outside sources. We are driven by ourselves. My advice to girls is simple. Do something you love. It's got to be your passion. A lot of parents come up to me and say, "Please talk to my daughter about how many hours she needs to practice a day and what kind of weight training she needs to do." And these are 7-year-olds they're talking about. The reason we've been successful on the U.S. national soccer team is we love to play. And as a result, we get out there and practice and train a lot. We work hard and love to get better. So if soccer isn't something you really love to do, find something else. Maybe it's another sport. Maybe it's not even sports. But you've got to find what you're passionate about, and then follow your passion. Mia Hamm, soccer star, member of the U.S. 1999 Women's World Cup Championship team. We play because we love the game. We love each other. And we love to win. Marion Jones, world's fastest woman sprinter. I love what I do. When I step on the track, it is fun for me. I love getting to that finish line first. It's important that you love what you do, because if you don't, there's no point going after it. Gabriella Reese. Gabriella, Gabby, was one of only 3 athletes named in Women's Sports and Fitness Magazine's 20 Most Influential Women in Sports for 1999. Multi-talented, tall, and beautiful, she is a pro beach volleyball star, TV host, actress, author, designer, and model. Gabby emphasizes that her winning mentality is heavily connected to her passion for preparation. She loves to pursue her diverse interests. The most important thing is to enjoy yourself and experiment with as many different sports as possible. There's plenty of time to be dead serious about a specific sport when you get a little older. I think it's really important to have fun with it. If you want to wear many different hats, you should go for it. Don't limit yourself by saying, "I'm only going to be in the National Honor Society and on the basketball team." If you also feel like being in the jazz club and being the homecoming queen, do that too. Find something you love to do. I don't care what it is, and if it's not sports related, that's fine too. But it's really important to have something you're passionate about, something you feel good about, something you may even get good at. That is really what matters, because it will give you so much confidence. Whether you're going on to get a scholarship and play college ball is not the point. The things you learn from being on a team, the discipline, relating to other women, working for a common goal, working with people you don't even agree with, these are all part of life. Use sports as a tool to sharpen your life skills. Chris Evert, winner of 18 Grand Slam tennis titles. I get a mental high, a physical high, and an emotional high because I love what I'm doing. I have a passion for it. And when all 3 come together in certain matches, there's no better feeling in life. Sheila Cornell Doughty. Sheila played first base for the U.S. women's softball team that won the gold medal in the 1996 Atlanta Olympic Games. She also won 3 gold medals in the Pan Am Games and 2 gold medals in the World Championships. Sheila was named ASA All-American 13 times and was softball's Player of the Year in 1996. The day of the Olympic gold medal final against China, Sheila admits she was nervous. However, she said, "It was that good kind of nervousness you get before a big game. The butterflies were there, but they were flying in formation."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?